I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Come on, let's go. So depending on the exact date that this particular episode comes out, you roughly have about 15 weekends left in the rest of this decade. That's right. Approximately that amount of weekends before we roll into 2020 and the 2010 decade comes to a close. So my question to you is this. What are you going to do with these weekends? How are you going to spend the remaining few months of this decade? I want you to really contemplate this. Like really, if you're listening to this in the gym or in the car or on your commute, or if you're on the move right now, I want you to listen to this again. And I want you to sit down with a sheet of paper and write down with intentionality, what do you want to do with the remaining weekends that you have left in this decade? I know one of the big things for me is that I want to do a bigger family experience, like something with the cousins and the nieces and the nephews, and get everybody together and do something bigger as an experience. Not the typical maybe come by for the holidays, but something that's more experiential. I also know that I want to write out a few goals that are really important that I want to see happen in the next decade. In addition, there are about 6 people that I own phone calls to. I have not talked to hardly at... It's embarrassing. I have not talked to some key people in my life this decade. Before this decade closes, I'm writing down a list of the people that I absolutely have to talk to and some I may have to fly to go see. The key isn't to overwhelm us. I'm not trying to overwhelm you. What I am saying is, right now you have the gift of life. Right now you're breathing. You're above ground. You're doing awesome. We all have challenges. We all have things going on in our lives that are causing pain and some suffering. And we all have those things. But we also all have, hopefully, all of us have, if we're all blessed to have this would be great, the next few months to roll into the new decade. What do we want to do with the remaining parts of this time before we close out this decade? What is one thing that will just make you feel so good? When someone will ask you during the holidays, as things start to wind down, how was your year? You can say, my decade was awesome, and here's why. So as a part of this effort, what I want you to do is not only write down the things you want to do with the remaining few months that you have in this decade, but I also want you to write down the things that you have accomplished in this decade. I want to see this list. I want you to take pictures of it. I want you to come up with my decade list. I want to know what you've achieved over this decade. Write it down. Take a picture of it. Post it. Hashtag that with Wake Up and Level Up. I'll see it and I'll give you shout outs when I start reviewing them and start seeing them come in. I'll start giving shout outs. I want you to reflect on your decade and I want you to see how much distance you have traveled. I want you to see how much ground you have covered. I want you to see how much you accomplished. Too often, we overestimate what we can get done in a year, and we underestimate what we can get done in 5 or 10. Did you hear what I just said? We tackle on so much. We pack so much stuff on that we want to tackle that we overestimate what we can get done in a short amount of time, and we underestimate the long game. I want to know what you've accomplished and how you're going to use that as momentum to go into your 2020. Now let's get it started. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Come on.